The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's almost back to school time, and what with uniforms, voluntary contributions, school transport, school meals and the like, trying to be sustainable may be at the bottom of your to-do list, but here to help us on that score is futurist, climate and sustainability journalist Jo Lennon. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning, Pat.
So, it's August and already we're thinking back to school.
It is. It's back to school time and parents and families all over the country are rushing and racing, trying to get everything on the list. And with that comes a lot of expense. We know that about a third of parents in Ireland will put themselves into debt at this time of year to cover all of the costs. And it also means an awful lot of waste. So there are some really easy, amazing initiatives that you can just maybe consider this time of year if you are getting ready for back to school.
Now, school uniforms, I mean, there's a debate about whether or not it should be standardised or whether you need school uniforms at all. But school uniforms, I mean, people are still growing when they're, certainly in primary school and in secondary school, they grow dramatically from first year to sixth year. So uniforms are discarded because they don't fit anymore.
Exactly. And I was one of those kids who grew to this height in like the space of 6 months. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely going through uniforms too. And an amazing study done a couple of years ago found that in Northern Ireland in 2019, 30,000 perfectly good uniforms went into the bin, which is staggering. So look, people will always need to buy uniforms. And thankfully now, you know, schools are dropping the crest and that kind of thing, so you can buy them more affordably. But thankfully, there are also great initiatives being launched to help people reuse those. So for instance, this year, Marks and Spencer's, Oxfam and eBay have joined forces. This is a wonderful initiative. If you have a uniform at home that you need to rehome and you don't want to put it into the bin, which you, of course you shouldn't, you can drop it into an M&S store. 15 stores across the country have these recycle bins. Pop it in there and then you get a voucher for 20% off their kids' clothes. So that's a really good way of making use
There's
of it.
There's an incentive there.
Exactly, which of course
it needs to be. Now, what happens to those uniforms when they are collected by M&S?
So they are checked fully. They are checked for quality, made sure that they're all good. If they're good to go, then they are resold on eBay for very, very discounted rates, or they're going to be in Oxfam stores where people can go in and get those uniforms for very, very
little. So the whole thing is a charitable initiative, that any money that's raised through eBay, it's going to charity.
Exactly, which is wonderful. Really, really smart.
Now, other things, school bags. I mean, people still have school bags, do they not?
They do. Even in this era of AI and tech and iPads and all this stuff, people still need their school bags. And I think there is such a culture around, you know, back to school, let's buy everything brand new. It's a new year, let's go. But I would really encourage people, if you have stuff at home that's really good, please reuse it. And I know that might be hard for kids who want
the new
school
bag. And is there peer pressure from kids? Like, Jessica got a new school bag, I want one too.
And we all had it. I remember I had it, but I didn't get the new school bag. My parents were frugal, which I'm very much appreciative of now. But again, a great initiative, the Toy Library down in Carrickline in Cork, which is a social enterprise. It's fantastic. And the name is really what it is. You can swap, reuse and borrow toys from the Toy Library. It's such a great initiative. They've saved genuinely thousands of toys from going to landfill. But they have launched a website as part of their offering this autumn. And what they're asking people to do is, if you have school bags, if you've got pencil cases, if you've school equipment that you don't want, take a picture of it, upload it, and then you can use the geolocation and people can come and collect that stuff from you. So it's a really circular, great way to reuse stuff that is perfectly good.
And the website then is www.thetoylibrary.ie /P/back to school. That's the particular area of that website to do that. So the idea is that you put your stuff, but again, you hang on to it. That's the great thing. They don't have to collect it anywhere. And if it looks like rubbish, well, it'll be up on the website looking like rubbish and no one will take it from you.
Exactly. And if someone down the road thinks, God, that school bag's perfect, that's what I've been looking for, or that pencil case is great, they can come and collect it. It's a really great community initiative.
Now, how much good have they done? Do they have any stats as to what was saved from landfill by the Toy Library?
Yes, they did a study and they found that in 2024, over €37,000 worth of toys was actually saved and reused, which is phenomenal. And again, I think the Toy Library is such a great idea because, as we all know, kids get sick of toys after a couple of weeks. So having this system where you can pass them on and then take new toys and have this circular system is such a genius idea, not only for the environment, but also for kids' development and for their entertainment.
Now, one of your bugbears is plastic.
Yes.
And you want them to ditch the plastic, and people will have lunch boxes that are plastic and they'll wrap things in cling wrap. And I mean, aluminium, I'm not too down on aluminium foil, tin foil as it's called, but it's aluminium foil because it's utterly recyclable.
Completely. If it's clean, loose and dry, you can roll it into a ball, put it into your recycling. It's a fantastic material. But again, as you say, Pat, people will be buying plastic lunch boxes, plastic water bottles. I'd really encourage people to maybe think long term. Like if you invest in a stainless steel lunchbox, not only is it odourless, it keeps food really cool and clean and fresh, but that is basically indestructible. Kids can have that into secondary school and beyond. So I would invest in things like that. Have a look at Fairly, F-A-E-R-L-Y, an amazing Irish company website that have lots of these kind of things that you might need. Also, if you're reaching for the cling film, maybe swap to beeswax wraps. They're made in Ireland. There's some great companies making them, completely biodegradable, very natural, and again, a great way to store food in a very sustainable way.
Okay, bamboo cutlery.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people have a problem. It's just a mouthfeel thing about wooden cutlery.
Which I totally understand. And it does come down to preference. And again, you can get stainless steel little cutlery sets and stuff. But if I suppose the great thing about bamboo is that a lot of the time kids will lose stuff and bamboo will degrade. So that's a very, you know, eco-friendly alternative maybe to the plastic cutlery.
Mm. Now, tech is big, of course, in every school, in every household. So what can we do about tech?
Yes, a lot of families now will be facing a situation where they need to buy iPads for kids, and a lot of kids will be going back to school and maybe need a phone to contact their parents. So I would really encourage people to look at refurbs. First of all, the most important thing to remember is that every single family has an old tablet, a laptop or a phone in a drawer or a cupboard somewhere. And this is such a great reminder. Take out that tech and bring it into places like Swappy, Refurbed, and get your cash back for it. You will be so surprised. Even your oldest phone, you can get a few euro for it. So make the money that way and then consider buying a refurbished item. You know, people kind of might think that refurbed is second best, but they're basically refurbished to be exactly as good as buying new. And it saves so much of our precious metals, which we're running out of. We're now having to deep sea mine for. It saves thousands of litres of water. Like buying a refurbed tech piece like that, especially something like an iPad that kids are going to use. I mean, what difference does it make? They're using it for school. Mm. Buy a refurbed. And it's way, way cheaper. Again, if you're looking to save cost, it can be up to 40% cheaper to buy them refurbed.
40% cheaper. So yep. That's 600 euro phone, you get it for less than 4.
Exactly. So it just makes sense.
Okay. Now, the kind of carbon that you save, because in the making of a mobile phone, you've got to think of the mining of the lithium. You've got to think of all of that. So every new phone embodies a lot of carbon and a lot of water.
Yes, over 70 kilograms of carbon is the estimate. Water, over 64,000 litres of water goes into every single phone that is made. Which
what?
Is
60, yes. 64,000 litres?
There's an awful lot of cooling that needs to go into the materials. It's crazy. And then you're talking again about these precious metals that we are literally running out of. We will not have enough of them. So I definitely think there's going to be a time where we're going to actually all have to use refurbished tech. But for now, if you have the option, please look into it. It's such a great alternative. And again, money saving, which everyone needs.
And meantime, the schools themselves and the government have got to do a job on making sure there's no food wastage in the school meal system.
Yes.
And that will be hard because people turn up their noses at the grub that's on offer.
Yes. And also you have people, you know, who are going to school, they have a packed lunch. I didn't always eat my packed lunch. So it's really great if schools can put in the right bin systems and really help to teach kids. You know, you've got your recycling, you've got your general waste and your compost, which is the biggest thing. Even if you're throwing out food, if you're composting it, that is such a great step forward.
Jo Linnan, futurist, climate and sustainability journalist. Jo, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.